This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Promises to be a busy day in Pittsburgh and a really important one later this afternoon for people, especially in the Maughan Valley. In the next couple of hours, we'll check in with the mayor of West Mifflin, Chris Kelly, talk about his thoughts as President Trump is coming to Pittsburgh to talk about a partnership between Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. And Paul, this is a long time coming. At many points along the way, it seemed like this deal was dead, but crafted into a partnership as opposed to a takeover. And it looks like it'll move forward, saving thousands of jobs here and creating more, particularly in the construction trades, too.
I noted when I was getting ready for this morning an article mentioning the United Steelworkers are still very much opposed to this deal. And in previous reports we've had, there's been a lot of rank-and-file support. How much, I just don't know. I wouldn't be able to say, but we'll be able to gauge the enthusiasm at today's rally.
Yeah, and we can ask Mayor Kelly about that, too.
Maybe some protesters there as well. Who knows?
Yeah, the important part for the region is just flat-out economics, and that is to maintain those jobs and bring more jobs here, and a major financial commitment for infrastructure that suggests they're serious about staying here for a long generational staying, as opposed to being teetered on the edge of this going under completely in our region.
We've had uncertainty about U.S. Steel's presence here since they halted plans for upgrades in the Maughan Valley. Remember, they were like at $1.5 billion in planned upgrades, and that kind of just stopped. And from that moment forward, there was one rumor-like story after another about possible sales or mergers. And
yeah, we've been in limbo ever since.
And then you add the drama of the opposition to this that came from both the United Steelworkers and then Cleveland Cliffs, which was a suitor that wanted U.S. Steel. And then, of course, the Biden administration, the opposition there, in spite of the widespread support locally for it in terms of political leaders.
Yeah, and I think just bottom line, if it's possible to take politics out of it, I think a lot of people just wanted to survive economically, particularly in the Maughan Valley. And there is interest also in making sure whatever they do with the latest technology to keep the air clean or cleaner than it has been. That's a reality and certainly on the minds of many too. But the thought of it all going away as compared to where it will be at some point, we'll get the details hopefully today on what this partnership will mean. But I am looking forward to talking to Mayor Kelly about his thoughts, because nobody's been closer to it than that group of mayors in the region.
I'm going to look again right now for the registration address. We know that you're supposed to register online if you want to show up. It's open to the public, but I'll check it out right now.
Rite Aid stores closing, and we understand that Giant Eagle's stepping in. So in the next half hour, we're going to get the details from Dan Donovan of Giant Eagle about what exactly this means. So you've been to Rite Aids, have you not, Paul?
Well, I stopped going two or three weeks ago because what I was looking for I couldn't find, and that was like the third or fourth time it happened. So, but the cool part of this Giant Eagle story is that of these 78 pharmacy locations that they're buying the prescriptions, apparently, the customer base, right?
Yes.
The customers are being notified. They will not have to do anything. If you have a current prescription at Rite Aid from your doctor, it will be transferred over to the nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy. And I understand from what I was reading in one of the accounts, I think it was in the Tribune Review has a pretty good outline on this, Giant Eagle's also going to keep a couple of stores open.
Well,
apparently, like, they have a couple of standalone pharmacies. I didn't know that they did.
There's another factor, and that is, don't forget, they announced last year they were selling off the Getcos. And so I believe that deal finally had to go through some approval process, and we'll find out where that stands. But the idea, as I understand it, was once the sell-off of the Getcos was finally, you know, sealed the deal, right? An exchange of money takes place. The bottom line is that Giant Eagle would have the funding to do a lot of upgrades and even build new stores and expand. This is a great opportunity for Giant Eagle to keep people coming with the pharmacies by reaching out to the Rite Aid customers.
And I think they're going to do a fair amount of hiring, Larry, from what I understand. And if, they're going to have to. I mean, look at how much more business they're going to be covering. They're picking up almost 80 stores. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of prescriptions.
And apparently that transition has already come. Now, since the pharmacists from Rite Aid will be out of work,
exactly,
it would make sense for them to hire a number of those pharmacists and staff to Giant Eagle so they wouldn't lose their jobs.
The last time I was in a pharmacy was a couple of weeks ago, I think now. It was CVS on Steubenville there in Crafton. And right up the street is a Rite Aid within a block or two. And when I went in to pick up prescriptions for a friend after a medical procedure, I was watching what was going on in that pharmacy, Larry, and it was chaos. There was one pharmacist and four techs, and they were all moving constantly. It was amazing. And I asked, I said, what's going on here? He said, well, we've got an influx of customers from up the street.
Oh, this
they
was
were getting it already.
Okay.
People doing their own thing.
Yeah, remember during COVID how long the lines could be? You had to schedule a time to even be in the store and get a shot?
Well, by the way, circling back to the rally, still nothing on the registration link. We'll keep looking.
Yeah, we'll get that for you. And also, we're going to check in Dan Donovan with Giant Eagle and find out what the deal is as they take over Rite Aid. Wherever you go, we'll keep you posted. Breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio for our talk shows and otherwise. And what's next? I'm looking at next weekend already, June 7th and 8th, that's Saturday and Sunday. The first Rock and Regatta will take place on the Iron City stage at Pittsburgh Brewing Company, which is headquartered now in Creighton. A lot of people remember it being there in Lawrenceville. You remember that old brewery down there in Lawrenceville, Paul? It was there forever. I don't know what that was supposed to be turned into, some kind of condo and, you know, merchant, I guess, on the lower levels.
Well, you'd have to have a scorecard to keep track of all the transitions from one thing to the next in Lawrenceville over the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the last 10.
And this Rock and Regatta, by the way, they're putting a lot of effort into this. And we've got a family pack of four tickets to give away. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
7.
I like that number. Aaron likes it too, don't you, Aaron?
Yes, lovely.
412-922-1020. Well, it could have been 21 or something.
You guys, I don't think, have ever gone into the double digits. Maybe one time.
Well, we know that you have a busy job in there.
We have the utmost respect for your time there. So,
fellas, thank you.
Thank you. Take special care. How about this? We talked about record heat. A woman in Washington State has become the first person to sue an oil company. Now think about this. For wrongful death that resulted from hot weather. Her 65-year-old mom passed during a brutal heat wave in Seattle a few years ago, actually 4 years ago in 2021. She claims the big oil companies failed to warn the public about the dangers of the planet heating up because of emissions. I don't know if this would be considered a frivolous lawsuit.
Who's being sued here?
Oil companies. They're saying
okay.
The oil companies didn't tell us that it was going to get hot. I think it's pretty absurd.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to get far, but it's a newsmaker, right?
Yeah, you put that out there and you see what sticks. And you, if you're her, I guess you hope you get something out of it. But there are so many, and we should do this sometimes.
You know, somebody should file a lawsuit on bad comedians who make us feel who don't amuse us.
Who make us feel less than.
Right. Yeah, let's file a class action on that one.
And you know the courts are tied up. There's a lot of frivolous lawsuits too. You know all the warning labels they have to put on stuff. I once saw a story about a man who put a ladder on the side of a barn up, and he had put it into a cow paddy, and it slipped and he fell and he got hurt, and he wanted to sue because they didn't warn him that putting a ladder in a cow paddy could be dangerous. Come on, man. Sometimes you have to take some responsibility and not try to blame everybody for everything that doesn't go right in your life. There's a new list that breaks down words we have trouble spelling. Part of the issue now, Paul, is so many people are relying on autocorrect with their phones and computers that they fail to learn exactly what it is that, you know, to remember how to spell, because you only have to get close, right? So autocorrect takes over. An analysis of Google search data has found that the words separate and necessary are among the ones that people need the most help with. Why is separate so hard to spell?
S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E, right?
That's why you're an anchor, man. Necessity, like Fort Necessity. Or
right, you got two C's in the front, right?
Apparently, no. You have one C.
Oh, it's two S's. Right?
Two S's, and that's
I can't
what
spell out loud.
Up. No,
I can't spell out loud. I spell by looking at what I've got and then correct it as I go along.
Right. Well, that's the point. Here's one we definitely can't spell. Definitely. People have a hard time spelling believe.
D-E-F-I-N-E-T-Y? E-T-L-Y?
You missed the I.
Oh, okay.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. I could have never done a spelling.
Hey, by the way, spelling bee winner.
Did you hear about this?
It's Faizan Zaki.
Same to you,
right?
Pal.
Won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. He's 13 from Allen, Texas. He was the runner-up last year, and he won last night. Cool for him.
Yeah, apparently it was like a playoff kind of. I can't spell any of the words that they put out for these kids.
The winning word, by the way, I'm going to try to pronounce it. Eclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
S-E-M-E-N-T. Eclaircissement.
Good God.
And I don't know what the hell it means.
No, I don't either. Have you ever participated as a kid in a spelling bee? I'll take that as a no. Paul?
No, I haven't. I didn't know you were talking to me. I thought you were talking to
Aaron.
Aaron.
No, I also haven't done a spelling bee, actually.
It's sad, but now that we have the technology to autocorrect, rock and roll. Just can't spell anything
without
my phone.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
By the way, it's really pretty clear what this is. It appears to be a French word, and if you translate it, its meaning is clarification. Okay, eclaircissement.
Hey, the boss just checked in. We were talking about the Rockin' Regatta with Pittsburgh Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bartley's show and Rachel and John's show, the Jagoffs, will be live at Pittsburgh Brewing on June 7th. That's next Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
2 to 8, and we can guarantee you Michael will be like, oh my.
I can tell you that will be, I mean, just being at the location when Bartley is presiding over this event, and there's lots of beer.
There's going to be lots of teasing, like, guess where I'm going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
What a piece of work he is.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. I mean, the city of Pittsburgh no longer has a regatta. They used to be, at one point, it stretched to 2 weeks, which was a long time. Then they shrunk it down to like 4 days, 3 days, coincided it with July 4th, and it, whoosh, gone. But now you have the Rockin' Regatta on the Allegheny in Creighton with Pittsburgh Brewing. This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you tuning in. A lot going on today, and we'll keep you posted throughout the show. We're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg here in just a few minutes, get an update on how much rain we can expect, how long it's going to last. We've got a lot of people anticipated for the George Strait Chris Stapleton show at Acrisure tomorrow night, so people want to know. One of the big stories that broke yesterday was Giant Eagle saying that it will help customers of Rite Aid's, I guess 78 locations around Pennsylvania and Ohio will be closing due to Rite Aid's bankruptcy. And so Giant Eagle's pharmacy is stepping in, and we're joined by a senior director of public relations with Giant Eagle, Dan Donovan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy Friday, everybody.
You too. And for a lot of people, knowing that they'll be able to get their prescriptions fairly seamlessly. So walk us through how this is going to work.
Sure. So first and foremost, you know, any community relies on a healthy mix of pharmacy operators, big and small, to meet its needs. So when a pharmacy operator the size of Rite Aid closes, you know, it's really up to those other pharmacies to step up. And we're really excited to be able to do that across these 78 Rite Aid locations, and importantly for these 78 customers. So we're able to disclose the first 30 of these 78 locations. And those 30 locations will start closing next week. So what we've been able to do in partnership with Rite Aid is to ensure really a seamless transition of those pharmacy scripts for those customers to their nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy location.
Okay, so they basically won't have to do anything in terms of put in paperwork or file for a transfer of the name and address and all of that. Is that correct?
That is true. So all of their data and information on their prescriptions seamlessly transferred to their nearest pharmacy location. A couple of things happen. One, we as Giant Eagle Pharmacy, we'll actually make direct outreach to these guests in the coming days to officially welcome them to the pharmacy and give them some of that important information. But I think for anybody who has one of these Rite Aid pharmacies closing near them and has questions, the easiest thing to do is to call your nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy. We actually have our prompt set up to make sure that if you're an existing Rite Aid customer who has a closing location, we direct you to get to a live member of our pharmacy team ASAP. And that pharmacy team member is prepared to walk you through all the needed steps. But rest assured that all of your important information, existing prescriptions, refills, all that information is transferred seamlessly.
And that said, that will give people, you know, some peace of mind. Curious, did I hear correct that Giant Eagle will maintain some of those locations, maybe turn them into Giant Eagle pharmacies?
Yeah, so we have more than 200 pharmacies across all the communities we serve. The vast majority of those are in our stores, I think most customers are accustomed to. There are a handful across our footprint, four or five locations that we operate as what we call standalone pharmacies. So these are more traditional pharmacy drug stores in different communities. There's actually an example right now in East Liberty where we have the Shakespeare Street Giant Eagle that closed a few years ago and is going later this year going to be a new market district. We have a temporary standalone Giant Eagle pharmacy in a plaza nearby. So we do have a couple of examples where those locations do serve communities. And in two of the instances, so two of the 78, we will be taking over the physical space and operating them as Giant Eagle pharmacies.
And while I have you, we're with Dan Donovan, who is a senior director of public relations with Giant Eagle. So I know the company has sold the Get-Go locations. When will that deal go through?
Yeah, so that is still going through a lot of the proceedings as well. Things are moving along well. We anticipate here in the coming weeks for the Get FTC approval, and then that to formally go through the closure process. What's been great is really the continued work with the Get-Go teams, both at the corporate location as well as our stores. We're really excited that when this happens, there's going to continue to be connection between Giant Eagle and Get-Go. For us on the business side, it'll include Get-Go team members continuing to work out of the same corporate office that Giant Eagle does, which I think is really great for us. For the customer side, importantly, they're going to continue to have that continuity of the MyPerks program. So even after closes, customers can rest assured that they can earn and redeem those perks just as they have all along.
All right, a lot of information to sort through, but contact your Giant Eagle if you were a Rite Aid pharmacy customer. Dan Donovan, appreciate the update and the details. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much for your time, and everyone have a great weekend as well.
Thanks, Ellen. We eked out a pretty nice day yesterday, and now facing the weekend and facing a new month of June Sunday. What's going on? Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, San AccuWeather World Headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, another strong upper-level trough of low pressure is going to dig through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and it's going to bring things back to a cooler status for a couple of days today, tomorrow, and even into Sunday before we make a nice rebound pretty quickly next week.
Yeah, I looked at your forecast for the beginning of next week. I see sunshine, low to mid-70s, then jump into 80 with sunshine Tuesday. That's more like it. That said, so walk us through how you see this rain as it's approaching right now in Dayton, Ohio, and when does it get here?
It's going to get here probably right around lunchtime. There may be a little wetness that occurs, maybe a stray shower before then, but I think that that's going to get here right around noontime, give or take an hour. And then this afternoon's going to be wet. Don't be surprised if you see a few flashes of lightning and hear some rumbles of thunder, but by and large, it's going to be rain. But by the time we get to dark sunset, most of the steady rain will be exiting the area to our east, and it'll taper to just a couple of showers tonight. But we're probably going to get a half an inch to maybe three quarters of an inch of rain across the area, and obviously that's going to impact travel across the area this afternoon and for the evening commute.
All right, big question. Tomorrow night, Acrisure Stadium, you have George Strait, Chris Stapleton. There's going to be 50,000 people, give or take. What do you think?
I think it's dry. Wear a jacket. It's only going to be probably about 61, 62, and there'll be a bit of a breeze, but I think it's dry by then. I don't think there's much of a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow. If it happens, it would be early in the day, but after that, probably just a couple of light showers, and by late afternoon, they should be gone.
All right, good news there. Thank you, Joseph. Have a great weekend.
All right, have a great weekend.
Meteorologist, that's Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters.
Persky and White News Desk. The president is coming to West Mifflin for an afternoon rally about the planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan-based Nippon Steel.
Under the terms of the deal, Japan is investing in the iconic U.S. company after pushback over previous plans for an outright purchase.
Yeah, that is apparently the difference, and we'll sort through the details. Also, right after the news at 8, Paul, we're going to talk to West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly and how he's feeling about today.
One of the biggest days of his time as mayor, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Giant Eagle, picking up the prescriptions of Rite Aid customers at 78 locations.
What we've been able to do is to ensure really a seamless transition of those pharmacy scripts for those customers to their nearest Giant Eagle pharmacy location.
That is Dan Donovan, Senior Director of Public Relations, moments ago. And the part that jumped out to me is seamless. So if you are worried as a customer of Rite Aid, you will have a seamless transition.
For example, you won't have to call your doctor's office and ask for a renewal of a prescription.
Go through all that paperwork and bureaucracy.
I wonder how they're going to do that. I'm sure there's some heavy lifting involved.
Yeah, and that's what makes it attractive is you won't have to do all that as a customer.
Another big concert tonight, Larry. This time it features two of country music's biggest stars.
Oh, George Strait and Chris Stapleton. How about George Strait, the king of country, 73 years old, 60 number one hits across the country music charts. And Chris Stapleton is a 11-time Grammy Award winner, singer-songwriter, too. So that's a 1-2 punch.
I was just looking moments ago on YouTube for some Chris Stapleton information, and one of his biggest hits is now 10 years old. He's been kicking it for a while.
Yeah, and how about George Strait? He goes back to, what, 1981?
I think the first hit was 1981. I think it was Fool-Hearted Memory, but I'm not sure.
Well, let's just sing it together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.